Meditation 4.9. Meditation on Loving Kindness. Introduction. Loving kindness, or love, is wanting others to be happy. It is a natural quality of mind. But until we develop it through meditation and other practices, it remains limited, reserved for a few select individuals, usually those we are attached to. Genuine loving kindness is universal in scope, extending without exception to everyone. Although we might agree with this idea in principle, we probably find it difficult to actually do. Does loving kindness arise spontaneously in your mind for all the people in the street and the supermarket? Do we feel loving kindness for the politicians we don't like? Racists? Parents who abuse their children? A man who beats his wife? The people who harm us? Who make our lives difficult? If not, we have work to do. We should begin with mindfulness, observing our reactions to the people we encounter, looking out for feelings of attraction, aversion, and indifference. As long as we continue to discriminate between those we like, those we dislike, and those we do not care about, we can never even take the first step. To counteract this mistaken discrimination, we can practice the equanimity meditation and the methods for dealing with attachment and anger. The following meditation is a good complement to these. It helps us tap our natural resource of loving kindness and channel it to all living beings. If we practice it with concentration and sincerity, really getting in touch with our heart, we will find that it is possible to truly want others to be happy, regardless of their relationship to us. The meditation has us start by visualizing our parents and other relatives beside us, and all other beings surrounding us. This is a traditional Tibetan method for enhancing our bodhicitta motivation. It assumes that practitioners are on good terms with the people in their family. However, this is not true for everyone, so thinking of your mother, father, or other family members may give rise to anger or anxiety rather than loving kindness and compassion. If this is the case, it's not necessary to force yourself to visualize those individuals. You can either leave them out for now, or place them in front of you among your enemies. However, it is important to eventually resolve any problems we have with others, especially our immediate family, in order to fully progress on the path of spiritual development. So when you feel sufficient courage and strength to start working on those problems, you can do so using such meditations as equanimity, compassion, and dealing with negative energy. But be patient, it can sometimes take years of practice to resolve such problems, and if the emotions involved are very deep and painful, you may also need professional help. Some meditations, such as those on the breath and emptiness, involve meditating on an object. Other meditations, such as those on loving kindness and compassion, involve transforming the mind into the object we are meditating on. So ideally, when we do this meditation, our mind truly experiences loving kindness. However, this is something that normally takes time and practice, so don't be frustrated if you don't feel anything initially. It's enough to simply think the thoughts and say the words "may you be happy," etc. by making your mind familiar with these, in time the feeling of loving kindness will arise naturally.